Dvar Halacha and Chavis Halvavus, Sunday night, Orluch of Dalid, Adar Aleph. So, I came across a very big yesod that's maybe as important as the Dvar Halacha that maybe I won't have time to say. All the people that left are missing out on this very important yisod. Besides that they're missing out on Dvar Halacha, they can't stay 60 seconds to hear Dvar Halacha. They're probably they're going to do something very important, Pikuach Nefesh, or maybe at least Sakonas Eiver, Stoma. So, it's a very important yisod. I said last week, I made a mistake. I made a very big mistake. You see, I think I'm not affected by the modern world, by all the way people conduct themselves. I think I'm from the last generation. But you see, I am affected. I said last week that because the halachas of walking into the dalaramas of a mispalel are so hard, because it's so crowded, and there's so many people around. So I said, if you remember, it's okay if you don't have to remember, I said, we should be makel, because we should make it possible for people to keep the ikar ha-halacha, and therefore, when the consensus seems to be lakula, even if there's machmirim, so we should go lakula, keeping like the main isser, you know, and then people will be able to do the main isser. So Baruch Hashem, I found I'm wrong. I saw in Halicha Shlomo from the Zalman, Mamish, the exact opposite. You see, I'm affected by the modern world. I'm Loid the Barabim. He says that because this halacha, he's talking about this halacha, because this halacha is rofefes and people don't keep it and they're mezalzel in it, so even though things are maybe meikar hadin mutter, but we should be machmir. And it behooves us to be machmir because people will see you may kill, and then they'll extrapolate, and then they'll never keep the halacha. And therefore, we should be machmir if there's a shita l'chumri, we should be machmir in order to strengthen the halacha. So, Baruch Hashem, I saw it, and we have to change what we said last week. We have to go back to the tape, as Marv Albert would say. You know who Marv Albert is. You're the only one here that knows. Unless Moish Bert's here. Moish Bert's here. Okay? So, Baruch Hashem, it's really wrong. And therefore, I want to go over the basic halachas, because we have to change the emphasis based on this of Shlomo Zalman. It's not much a nace that I saw it. It's a nace, because I don't usually look there, but it came out, I had to look something up, and I saw this, and it's a very big yisod. So, let this. So, the basic halacha is stated that you're not oiver lifnei ha-mispalel dalar amas. So the Zohar says Mlo Einov. So if it's possible, you know, if you can't, we're going to be learning in the coming days what's called a tzorech, that even the strict halacha is matir it certain tzorech. So, but really Mlo Einov, the Zohar says Lufanov, and you should try to keep to it. We're going to be talking about if there's people between you and the mispalel. Wait, not tonight. We can't do everything in one night. In fact, it's enough time. I just want to say one more thing, because now everybody's mad at Shlomo Zalman, because he ruined that fun. So I'll tell you something very cute, he says, and therefore you'll have a good feeling about Shlomo Zalman. He says, if somebody stands in the aisle, which is not a makom tefillah, and he's ruining it for everybody, so you're allowed to get people to just pick him up, he's a Mulish Manasrei, pick him up, he says, and bring him off to the side. And put him down somewhere else, and that'll teach him a lesson. Okay. He doesn't recommend doing it. He says, but that's really what should be done to the guy. He's a public nuisance, and that's what you should do to him. Okay. He's a bor b'shus harabim. Okay. Now we'll learn. That's what he says. He says he's a public nuisance, a bor b'shus harabim, a mazik, and you should just pick him up in Milish Manasrei, carry him off to the side, and put him by the wall somewhere. Or if you have to carry him outside, carry him outside. So you see, okay. That's what he says. You should do, really. Yeah, okay. He says, you're not going to do it, but that's what should be done. Okay, Chavis Alvavus, we're in the last parak of the last Shar, Shar Avos Hashem, and he's talking about a person that reached the top of the mountain, a person that climbed all the Sha'arim, and he's at the top, he's on the mountain peak. So why do we have to learn this parak now? It's not Nogeya us. So for two reasons. First of all, it's good to hear once in a while the way things are supposed to be, ideally. And second of all, and this is what I said when I gave out the sheet with the things, what these people did a whole day, so if we can do it for 1 minute a day, so that's a wonderful thing. And now 1 minute a day, we practiced pure Avos Hashem. They did it all the time. But so we hear about it and we say, you know, maybe if I focus and I concentrate and I have that list and I follow it, maybe I can do it one time a day, 1 minute a day. So he says, what did he say? He says, these people are constantly aware of Hashem and they're constantly aware of what he wants from them and that he's conducting their lives. And he said an amazing thing. I said, I'm still in the spoil from it. I'll say it again. They even, it's much further madrega than being makabel, their matzav, but they wouldn't want it any other way. They have so much faith and trust in Hashem, and they have such an awareness that Hashem is a mativ, that they don't even have a thought that they wish things would be otherwise. Okay, then he says, so therefore, v'chasher yisbar lahem, misefer Torah Hashem yisrom v'yisader, as they become aware of mitzvahs, shehu mitzadol and yoni hadas, umuzoris al bechiris al mishmas l'Hashem yisrumim v'yisale, umurashel, and that Hashem has certain obligations He wants you to do, umurashel milivchor b'tanugos hakufnius, and he learns Torah, he sees in the Torah what the Chayyus Allah has really talked about in Shar HaPrishus, that the goal of the Torah is to keep you away from physical pleasures or stick to needs, mazhir mehen, and certain things are even osur. Yamdu biritzonam is very chashuva madrega. Yamdu biritzonam b'mokom shehamidom min ha-hismasrus e-love. Meaning, they transform their desire, but like it says in Pirkei Avos, but we don't realize the totality of what it means. Asei ritzono kiritzoncha. So they're not fighting their teva, but they totally transform their ratzon, their oev as Hashem. So Hashem's ratzon becomes their ratzon. Their ratzon is transformed. Like they're not fighting with themselves anymore, but they are totally, they're there. They're where Hashem wants them to be. Whether it's doing mitzvahs or keeping away from mosoros or things that are osur, yamdu biritzonam, the mokam shehemidom in ahismasrus they love, the heshtokikus liritzono, they so much have a desire to do Hashem's will that becomes their desire, b'matzpunam, but not like we would say it, you know, with lip service, but in their innermost heart, you know, in their consciousness, in their subconsciousness, uvakavanoseim, the yachdalu mehilishtokek lolam azeh. So they don't have a desire anymore because their desire has been, like Hashem's desire has morphed into theirs, or their desire morphed into Hashem's desire, vahashaosa belibosim of machshofeim. And so they develop a ratzon that's exactly, in tandem with Hashem's Ratzon.